Well, thanks, Freddie. This is great. You're very
Thanks, Douglas.
inspirational, and I know that my listeners are going to enjoy this. So thanks.
I
Thanks.
hope so. It'd be nice to bring some, I don't know, maybe get a following in Idaho. Might
Yeah.
even get invited down there. Never been there.
Well, so the touring, how many tours do you conduct a year, would you say?
Oh, as many as I can stomach. I think last year I kind of overdid it and did about five. This year I'm down to three. I have to get some work done. I have to write the book, and I got a new documentary I want to put together
Excellent.
and look at some new information. So I'm taking it down to three, but they sold out in like a couple of hours. It's quite
Oh,
amazing.
yeah.
So, which is quite nice. So I'm trying to plan one to the Yucatan again next year to go and actually put people in a place where they can actually experience this stuff, not just read and hear about it, because it's very different. Once you're actually there, words become superfluous. I mean, you really do get in touch with something much bigger than yourself. And I watch people coming back and completely changed, which is what it's all about.
Well, just as a curiosity, I know a lot of I'm associated with a lot of folks who get the kind of meaning that you're talking about from like an ayahuasca experience. That would you say that they're the same or similar or not quite?
No, it's an approximation. I mean, if you do it long enough, and also under the right circumstances, and there's not many places and people that you can do it with. I mean, it's any good ayahuasca shaman will say, to really get the benefit of this, you got to take 6 months out of your life and prepare properly. And they're serious, and even that's a shortcut. It's really an approximation, because the big thing I've discovered, and this really goes back to the Last Art of Resurrection, where I asked the same question: is this shamanism? And it really isn't. Shamanism is an approximation of the near-death experience, because what it did in the initiation was to take a narcotic, and usually it was a poison, to create a state of near death. It was really, really dangerous. And what that the difference was that your soul disappears into as a whole and crosses over into another level of reality, and it's absolutely real. Now, with shamanism, you're taking the drug to induce a certain visionary state. So, to an extent, you are crossing over into another reality, but it's nowhere near. It's almost like a simulation of this reality. You're just almost scratching the surface of it. It has its uses, but the two are very different things, although they're based on the same concept.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if it's worth doing, it's got to be done properly.
Yeah.
But they'll say, you can't just be a weekend shaman, go down to the Amazon for a weekend and hope to come back enlightened. I mean, you have an experience, but they'll say it's not the same thing. I mean, you've got to take the preparation, you've got to do months of work, and it's like driving a car. The more you do it, the better you get, and then the experience becomes extraordinary. But in India, they'll say the same thing. They'll say, well, you don't actually need a drug. What you need to do is practice Kriya Yoga. You got to learn how to harness your body's electrical circuits, and then you can do whatever you damn well please without any exterior forces. And I think that's even closer to the truth. Your temple is in charge of itself.
That's great. All right, well, you have a good day, and I'll send
Likewise.
you bet. I'll send you an email when this is done.
Thanks, Douglas. Enjoy the snow.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.